anchor. The drag of the sea here is way beyond me. When I cut the anchor rope, it vanishes faster than a breath. If I had been tangled in that, I wouldn't have had a chance. Imagine it, the cold ride down, the inexorable will of it. The six-year-old left shaking on the aluminium seat. So too when the belly churns like the sea against those rocks, somewhere down there something is pulling, and I am dark and cold, but green like a chasm of pines, ravenous, but sure of always getting my film, gravely yoked to the earth's core, in love with the giddy moon. The second poem, River Come Gently. There's a quotation from Gillian Welch. I see the bones in the river. I feel the wind through the pines. River come gently in the bones. River come softly through the pines. Sometimes when it's very dark and quiet, that's when I catch the sound of the wind. I have heard that we are mostly made up of empty spaces. That must be how the wind finds its places to howl. Wind comes softly in the bones. Wind comes gently through the pines.